The following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio. And this hour has just flown by as per normal, as it always does with you, Daphne. It seems like whenever we start talking, I can't even believe that we've been, you know, talking for as long as we have, because there's so much information that goes by. So I am, like, thrilled that we've had this conversation. You know, it's some things that I think all of our families, especially this time of year, are thinking about. And certainly, you know, after seeing, you know, a loved one, a senior loved one over the holidays, or maybe we don't see them as often, you know, obviously you're getting phone calls probably of a little bit different nature than before the pandemic. Would you likely say that that's true?
Absolutely. Oh, yes. Very, very different. different.
Yeah. You know, and you've brought up some so valuable points about, you know, should we move in? But I really want to focus on, you know, the whole emotional piece that you brought up about, you know, this emotional shift of you bring mom or dad into the house and all of a sudden this emotional feeling of, you know, what do we do next? And how do we deal with all of the pieces of, you know, I can't care for you anymore. And I think that there's a whole other side to this that, you know, we talk about body, mind, and spirit that is so important to keep that delicate balance. And we've talked a lot about the different aspects, but how do you address the, I guess, the emotional stability, the spiritual side of wellness?
So this kind of leads into an idea, and this is a positive way to end this, because we're kind of doom and gloom that last segment, the reality of daily living. But there's also something to be said that's very valuable about having, and I'm going to use a big phrase here, an intergenerational bonding, having grandparents get to know their grandkids, having, you know, teenagers see the wisdom of an 85-year-old. Them having that moment at the dinner table of conversation can be so valuable and important. And we don't get a lot of opportunities to step out of our busy lives. And so there is a whole piece there that can be very heartwarming. I think, and I'm gonna make a broad statement here, sometimes that can be idolized, that's how things are going to be. I can't wait for, you know, me to hear the stories of my mom's childhood that we've never had time to talk about. I want to know the history of my family. You know, where did they come from? Mm-hmm. How did it work that, you know, the farm got sold? And those things are important, but there's a balance with the reality. And so here's the piece of the emotional, spiritual side that says, what are the benefits of us living together? Now, along that same line, you're going to have to look at, if I'm working full time, as an example, and I come home because my parents are independent, they're doing their own thing, let's just say it's mom or dad that are living with you, and they're fine by themselves. Do you have the mental capacity and the patience and the compassion to put on another hat after your work hat? You know, maybe you're an empty nester and your kids are in college now, or they're, you know, early 20s, and now you've got somebody in your house again on a daily basis. Is that going to increase your anxiety, your stress level, your feeling of exhaustion? Or are you in a place that says, no, I really want to give this to my mom. I want to do this. It doesn't just affect you, the caregiver, either. Is that all day long being in your home going to be okay for your mom? Or is some depression going to set in? Is she going to feel lonely? I mean, she doesn't have her own house to put her in anymore. She doesn't have the cupboards to reorganize. Unless you have that conversation with her. You know, it's like, oh, mom, please. You know, the spice cupboard needs to be washed out. Do it. Well, that's different, but is there enough there to keep her going during the day?
Yeah. And I think what you're saying, too, is it's also the dignity piece of your loved one. You know, especially if you say to dad, you know, if dad's always been a very prideful, accomplished individual, and then all of a sudden you become that person that is helping him bathe or things like that, that can be emotionally trying on both of you in the relationship, where to have someone that is trained, that is a professional, it helps that dignity piece stay intact and keeps that relationship between father and son or father and daughter very, very, sustained. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Totally. And because when you are a caregiver for someone else, your primary relationship does take a back seat. If you're the wife caring for a husband, you become a caregiver, not the wife, predominantly. That's the first role you have. And that happens with children for their parents. And so, it's a balancing act of figuring out, how does this work for everybody, and is it the best option? Now, I have every scenario happen in the families that I work with. I will say that most often, I would say within 6 months to a year, a family member, I get a phone call that says, we're ready to move to assisted living after they've moved their parents into their home. And so part of that is, remember that you have Pinnacle Senior Placements to help you through this whole journey. This isn't the one and done. This is life. And we take that really to heart, that we want the quality life for all of you. But that does happen a lot. I would say six to 12 months that people give me a call and say, for whatever reason, all the reasons we've talked about today, we're ready to make a change. And at that time, the biggest benefits that you have for having your loved one get professional care outside of your home is that they have other people in the same situation, their peers, usually, same age group, doing the same thing. And you will have an environment of life that doesn't expect our senior to function like a 50 or 60 year old, or in 2021, they might be hanging out in, 1961. And it's an environment that naturally embraces that.
That's one of the beauties, I think, that where the adult family home comes in, because obviously to live in a home environment where you feel like you're not in an institution per se, but then on the other hand, to be able to have that connection, with your loved one, that's much easier on the family. I mean, I think that's kind of a wonderful hybrid way to maintain dignity and still keep the continuity of care. Is that what you're finding?
I am. And it's in an adult family home, the things that can happen in a nursing home in terms of care happen in an adult family home. So let's say that, somebody needs a catheter now. Somebody's moved into having a feeding tube. They're needing oxygen 24/7. All of those things can happen in an adult family home, but with a small intimate community of 6 to 8 people that live there, and having the same consistency of caregivers, just like they got at your home. They had the consistency of you and whoever else is a part of the care team. But it's the continuity, you said it right, the continuation of care that is least invasive, easiest to transition into, feels like a home, and most importantly, has flexibility to meet the uniqueness of each person they're caring for. Not that breakfast has to be between 8 and 9 and dinner's between 5 and 7. That's not it. If you feel like eating dinner at 4 o'clock because you're tired and want to go to bed after Jeopardy, great, knock yourself out. We can do that.
Exactly.
In an adult family home.
Yeah. Well, and the other piece, too, is if mom or dad are together and have, separate needs, there's much more flexibility in an adult family home to keep mom or dad together. Wouldn't you agree to that?
Yes. That's happening a lot, and that's where the phone calls that I get are very different. I have a lot more couples than I've ever had. And so that is very good point to make, is that if someone needs a higher level of care and husband and wife want to be together, that can happen. way easier than an assisted living, because usually what happens is the assisted living can't meet the care needs of someone when they're hired, two-person transfer, you know, things that are just, you know, hard. Not taking anything away from assisted living, because there's a place for them too. But adult family homes, I think, are valuable to look at as an option for your story. And it might get, you know, no, that's not the right scenario. Great. But at least explore it.
Yes, yes. So we have about a minute and a half left, Daphne, and I would just like us to summarize why people should call you. Let's, again, talk about, you know, what it is you do for our families and how can they reach you?
Well, first let me tell you, you can reach us at our website of PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com, and our phone number is 855-734-1500. And one of the things that I take great pride in is that we really try hard to listen to your unique story and have you discover what's going to work based on your family's highest values. And that comes through conversation. That isn't about a list of the symptoms. That's not about the list of just medications. I mean, those are part of the equation of and discovery, but it's not only that. Your family dynamics, your mom and dad are unique, productive, dignified people that are just in a new chapter of life. And we want to honor that new chapter of life and help you, the family, along with your loved ones, form decisions. So calling us at 855-734-1500 is a direct line to us. And then, of course, PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com is a wealth of information as well.
Well, we are thrilled to have you always on our program because you are such a wealth of information. And I am just thrilled to be able to bring this information forward to our families. And wishing everyone a belated Happy New Year as we close out the month of January. Daphne, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, you're so welcome. My pleasure.
And I want to thank everyone of you for joining us this hour. And until next week, everyone, be good to each other.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com.